بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما.
Verse number 44. The greeting of the believers on the day they meet their Lord will be one of peace and security from all evil, and Allah has already prepared for them a generous reward. Paradise as a recompense for them, obeying His commandments and staying away from His prohibitions.
Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira.
Verse number 45. O Prophet, indeed, I have sent you to the people as a witness against them, that you convey to them the message. As a giver of glad tidings to the believers of the paradise, I have prepared for them. And as a warner for the disbelievers of the punishment, I have prepared for them.
وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا.
Verse number 46. And I have sent you as a caller to the soul worship and obedience of Allah, and towards obedience to His command. I have also sent you as an illuminating lantern, from which every person seeking guidance can take light.
وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا.
Verse number 47. And inform the believers in Allah, who do whatever Allah legislated for them, of something that will please them, that they will have a great privilege from Allah, may He be glorified, which includes Allah helping them in the world, and them succeeding in the hereafter by entering paradise.
وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
Verse number 48. And do not obey the disbelievers and the hypocrites in their call to preventing people from the religion of Allah, and turn away from them. Perhaps that will be more effective in them believing in what you have brought to them. And rely on Allah in all your matters, of which is His helping you against your enemies. Allah is sufficient as a guardian. The servants can rely upon in all their affairs in the world and the hereafter.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu إذا نكحتم المؤمنات ثم طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن فما لكم عليهن من عدة تعتدونها فمتعوهن وسرحوهن سراحا جميلا.
Verse number 49. O those who have faith in Allah and do whatever Allah has legislated for them. When you tie the knot of marriage with believing women, and then you divorce them before consummating the marriage with them, they are not required to go through the waiting period for you, regardless of whether it is through menstrual cycles or by counting months. This is because their wombs being free is known due to you having not consummated marriage with them. Also, give them some compensation according to your financial situations to console their broken emotions as a result of divorce, and clear the way for them to return to their families without causing them any inconvenience.
Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna أحللنا لك أزواجك التي آتيت أجورهن وما ملكت يمينك مما أفاء الله عليك وبنات خالاتك اللاتي هاجرن معك وامرأة مؤمنة إن وهبت نفسها للنبي إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها خالصة لك من دون المؤمنين قد علمنا ما فرضنا عليهم في أزواجهم وما ملكت أيمانهم لكي لا يكون عليك حرج وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Verse number 50. O Prophet, I have made permissible for you those of your wives, whom you have given their dowry to, and those female servants that you possess from the captives Allah has given to you as booty. I have also made permissible for you marriage to the daughters of your paternal uncles and aunts, and the daughters of your maternal uncles and aunts, who have immigrated with you. I have also made permissible for you to marry the believing woman who presents herself to you for marriage without any dowry. The permissibility of this type of marriage without a dowry is exclusive to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and is not permissible to anyone else from his nation. Verily, I know what I have made obligatory upon the believers with regards to their wives. It is not permissible for them to marry more than four women at once. I am also aware of legislating for them with regards to their female servants, that they can make use of however many they want, without any restriction on number. And I have also permitted for you, from the aforementioned, that which I have not made permissible for others, so that there is no difficulty upon you. Allah forgiving to those of His servants who repent, and is merciful to them. Beneficial points. 1. Being patient upon harm is one of the qualities of successful callers towards Allah. 2. It is permissible to divorce a woman before consummating the marriage. 3. There is no waiting period for a woman who has been divorced before her marriage was consummated. 4. It is preferable for the husband to give the wife he has just divorced before consummating the marriage some wealth as a consolation. 5. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was privileged by it being permissible for him to marry a woman who had presented herself to him unreservedly without dowry, although he did not take up the privilege.
تُرْجِي مَن تَشَاءُ مِنْهُنَّ وَتُؤْوِي إِلَيْكَ مَن تَشَاءُ وَمَنِ ابْتَغَيْتَ مِمَّنْ عَزَلْتَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكَ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَن تَقَرَّ أَعْيُنُهُنَّ وَلَا يَحْزَنَّ وَيَرْضَيْنَ بِمَا آتَيْتَهُنَّ كُلُّهُنَّ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَلِيمًا.
Verse number 51. O Messenger, defer the turn of whichever of your wives you wish to defer by not spending the night with her when it is her turn that you do, and spend the night with whichever of your wives you wish, and there is no sin on you should you wish to spend the night with the one whose turn you deferred. This choice and broadening your options for you is more effective in making you the coolness of the eyes of your wives and in them being pleased with whatever you give all of them, because they know that you have not left out an obligation or have not fulfilled a right. O men, Allah knows the inclination of your hearts towards some of your wives over others. Allah is the knower of the actions of His servants. Nothing from them is hidden from Him. He is also forbearing. He does not punish them immediately in case they repent to Him.
لا يحل لك النساء من بعد ولا أن تبدل بهن من أزواج ولو أعجبك حسنهن إلا ما ملكت يمينك وكان الله على كل شيء رقيبا.
Verse number 52. O Messenger, it is not permissible for you to marry women other than your wives who are already in your protection, neither is it permissible for you to divorce them or divorce any one of them so that you may marry another woman, even if her beauty appeals to you. However, it is permissible for you to take captive women into your possession, and Allah is a guardian over everything. This ruling proves the virtue of the mothers of the believers, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, was prohibited from divorcing them and marrying others whilst he was married to them.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan nabi illa an yu'zana lakum إلى طعام غير ناظرين إناه ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث إن ذلكم كان يؤذي النبي فيستحيي منكم والله لا يستحيي من الحق وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن وما كان لكم أن تؤذوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيما.
Verse number 53. O those who have faith in Allah and do whatever Allah has legislated for them, do not enter the houses of the Prophet except after he has given you permission to enter by inviting you for food. And do not come too early, so you end up sitting for longer than needed, waiting for food to be cooked. Rather, when you are invited, then enter, and after you have eaten, return. Do not remain behind socializing with each other, because remaining behind causes inconvenience to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he feel embarrassed to ask you to leave, but Allah is not embarrassed to command you to do what is right. And so he has commanded you to leave, so that you do not cause any convenience to him, peace be upon him, by staying for too long. And when you ask for something from the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, i.e., utensils, etc., then ask from behind the veil, not face to face, in a manner that you cannot see them with your eyes. This is to protect them due to the stature of the Messenger of Allah. Asking from behind the veil is purer for your hearts and their hearts, so that Satan cannot influence your hearts through whispers and beautifying evil. And O believers, it is not befitting for you to cause inconvenience to the Messenger of Allah by remaining behind to socialize, nor that you marry his wives after he has passed away, because they are the mothers of the believers, and it is not permissible for anyone to marry his mother. Indeed, that causing inconvenience of which is your marrying his wives after death, is forbidden and regarded as a great sin by Allah.
إِن تُبْدُوا شَيْئًا أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا.
Verse number 54. If you reveal any of your actions or keep them to yourselves secretly, none of them are hidden to Allah anyway. Indeed, Allah knows everything, none of your actions or anything else is hidden from Him, and He will requite you for your deeds. If good, then with good, and if evil, then with bad. Beneficial points. 1. Allah is most knowledgeable and the most forbearing. 2. It is obligatory to maintain good manners with the messenger, peace be upon him, by not entering his houses without permission and not remaining too long after eating upon his invitation. 3. Bashfulness is one of the qualities of the Prophet, peace be upon him. 4. It is necessary to maintain the stature of the mothers of the believers from the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him. 5. It is forbidden to marry the mothers of the believers after the demise of the Prophet, peace be upon him.